Universe 7.
And we juiced up 215.
Hey, what's going on, Ambrosia? It's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington here at General Fitness Company Studio. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023, and this is Season 10, Episode 32. So I was talking about this in the episode. I don't know. I might edit it out and do some cuts. I always do that. I always end up talking about stuff, and then I'm like, that doesn't need to be in there. So what I was talking about in the actual episode was the fact that a lot of my clients have been, they're really eager here to get into hardcore training, you know. And they're like, we know you're a hardcore trainer, we know that you train people hard. And I do. Those are my clients that have trained for quite a while. Like, we've built a little bit of trust, not only between ourselves but between them and their bodies. You see, a lot of people, when they start off with fitness training, whether they have trained before or have never actually done any kind of form of structured exercise program, they all come in with this idea that when they start off, they're going to be in phenomenal shape and that they are going to be able to do pretty much anything. You know, they want to lift weights, they want to do all this stuff. Even the clients that tell me they just want to, you know, just be healthy. You know, like, we start off with some simple stuff and they're like, almost all of them say, is that it? And then they come back to me the next workout and they're like, what was that? I'm like, I'm telling you, this learning the basics is very, very difficult, you know, for a lot of people that have developed these compensations. So we're going to be talking about what a compensation is, what modifications are in your workout, why you need modifications, and how you can actually start your initial training program. Like, what's the best way to start your initial training program? Because there's a lot of ways to do it. A lot of people have that, have a lot of ambition, and I understand that. But at the end of the day, there's a way that you can do it in which you won't get hurt and that you almost guarantee your success. So we're going to be talking about that today. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get this episode underway. Season 10, episode 32, and we'll call this one Compensations and Modifications. Lego! So you probably noticed that lately we've been talking a little bit more about fitness. As I said before, we're going to be trying this season to focus more on the fitness elements. So we've been talking about the mindset a lot, and that's kind of been my thing. I understand, and I understand that in this profession, the important thing is to show that you have knowledge in the thing that you profess to make money off of. So I do want to put these types of episodes out there. Our last episode was the foam rolling. This one is a little bit different. Today we're going to be talking about compensations and modifications. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because recently we've had an influx of new clients. You know, it's about that time of year. It's the beginning of the year. We have quite a few people that want to start. For me here in the studio, people like to start like closer to March. That's likely that you don't want to go to a gym in January with all the people. You're probably already behind the eight ball a little bit. You want to ramp up your training for summer. So a lot of times, at least for these 5 years that I've been in business, early March to mid-April is when we start having a lot of people get in here. And then it kind of dies down during the summertime as everybody takes their vacations or whatnot. A reason why I want to talk about this is because as I get these new clients, I begin to realize that it's important to instill these fundamentals. And there's one client in particular that I know. I should say that this client is not a particular client, so to speak, but it's like an archetype of a client, so to speak. So it's not actually a particular client, but it's the person that has that physical background, a person that's an athlete, may have played sports before, may just have an athletic type build, or maybe they just do a lot of activities. And that's actually me, and that might be you. You might have done some activities in the past. You might be someone that played sports in the past, or someone that just has been active throughout your lifetime. These people are the most, they're difficult to work with, and not in the sense that they're difficult, like they don't want to listen. They're difficult to work with because they've already built up these compensations, okay? So what happens, let me explain to you what these compensations are that I speak of. So what happens is that throughout life, you know, you might have some limitations that come along. Maybe you fell at one point in time. Maybe you have some kind of genetic thing or whatnot. But whatever it is, you might have developed some compensations in how you move, okay? Now, a lot of times, like I said, it's caused by limitations or injury or previous injury, some type of trauma to a joint or, you know, a muscle or even a bone itself. And so what happens is that your body tends to kind of move around that. You know, your body wants to still move in its regular form, but if you have something that's not working the way it should, your body's going to develop these compensations. The way I like to explain it to my clients is that you can think about it as like driving around with an underinflated tire, right? It's not exactly a flat tire. A flat tire would be like a broken bone or something like that, or a sprain or a strain. That would be something that's very obvious. But if you have an underinflated tire, you're going to have some interesting things that start to develop with the car. You're going to have some misalignment after a while that starts to develop. You're going to have some uneven tread on that one tire because it's going to be a little bit flatter, so it's going to take the turns a little bit differently. You're going to have some other issues that start to develop in the other parts of the car. As I said, you're going to lose a balance. You're going to lose alignment in the car, and that's going to eventually create a little bit more wear and tear on the rest of the car and the suspension. So if you think about it that way, driving around an underinflated tire, even though it may seem innocuous at first, right? It's not doing anything. I just got this one underinflated tire, maybe two underinflated tires. It doesn't matter how many underinflated tires you have. The point here is that if you have something that's not exactly working the way that it quote unquote should, I put that in air quotes because of the fact that sometimes these compensations do actually work in your favor. Say if you have some kind of genetic disorder, something that you absolutely can't change, right? I shouldn't even say genetic disorder, but yeah, just say you have genetic abnormality. I don't know what the greatest way to say that is, but you kind of understand what I'm saying. Say, like, you know, maybe you have an elbow that can't straighten out fully, or maybe your knee can't straighten out fully, or maybe you might be born bow-legged or developed bow-leggedness over time for some reason or another. Those are all things that you really can't fix with anything. So you do have to develop compensations, and in that developing those compensations, you have to make them as strong as possible, and so that they don't affect the other parts of your body with the activities that you want to do. So that being said, when you first start your training, okay, you don't want to start off by like lifting heavy weights and stuff like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've probably heard that before. A lot of people say, you know, you want to start off easy. But I say even more so, you should be starting off by just moving your body. All right, moving your body through space. And preferably with a camera if you can. If you don't have a camera, a mirror, you know, I guess a mirror is probably less handy than a camera. Almost everybody has a cell phone. You're probably listening to this on your cell phone right now. So, you know, you can just film yourself, watch yourself move, and you can actually see what's going on when you're moving around. Like I said, I think it's important to do these like very small move, or not even very small movements, but these movements of your body that don't necessarily involve weights. Now, weights can be good if you are trying to strengthen a particular movement. Say, like, if you can't do a push-up, a great way to strengthen your body so that you can at least get into push-up position is by doing a bench press, right? A bench press is the same muscle groups. However, it's a lot less weight than your body weight. You know, a bench press, you know, you push up, you know, 15 pounds each hand, and nobody weighs, at least not many adults weigh 30 pounds in their upper body, right? So you can do these things that can help you get stronger so you can overcome these compensations. But modifications are something that everybody should be familiar with. And I was actually talking to my work associate the other day about that. We were talking about teaching classes, because I'm going to have her teaching a yoga class sometime in the near future. We're putting the things together. So if you're in the Bala Cynwyd area, by the way, jump in on that yoga class that we're starting on Wednesdays. We talked about how it's so important as an instructor, whether you know you're a fitness instructor or you're a teacher or whatever, right? Like, think about it as a teacher. I think this is a great way to actually think about personal training, or how good your personal trainer is. Every teacher has a class, right? And with those classes, whether it's a 2-person class or, you know, 20-person class, with those classes, if it's a really good school, or I guess it's actually legally bound now, you're going to have some students that have what's called an individualized education plan, all right? It's also known as an IEP. So think about this. If you're in a class that has pretty much the same structure of teaching for every single individual, despite your limitations or your strengths or whatnot, you're not going to get as much from that class as if that teacher was teaching closer to what your level is, right? Now, if you're advanced, obviously doesn't apply as much to you. You can kind of play around and you can figure out how to make things a little bit harder. But if you are in that realm of like needing a little bit of assistance, and like I was talking about, instead of doing a push-up, you can do a bench press. But if you want to still do that movement, then you're going to want to do like modifications, and there's modifications for every single movement that you there pretty much is. Yeah, I mean, movements are they're not like something that is law. You know, a movement is just something that somebody made up, and it's a combination of your body doing different things through space. So it's not anything that we're really quote unquote inventing, or nobody owns exercises. The key here is that when you have these modifications, or when you start off, you want to start off with as many modifications as necessary, not as possible, because obviously if you can do it, you can do it. But you want to start off so that you can actually feel your body moving through space. So the meat and potatoes here, the general sum of the story here, is that wherever you are, you got to play to your level, at least in the beginning. You know, you don't want to get in over your head. You don't want to do anything that'll set you back so that you have to start all over again in 6 weeks. You want to just get your body moving, and so and watch the way your body moves, feel the way your body moves, so that you get more comfortable in your body. And I know so many people out there that just want to get after. They just want to lift heavy weights, just want to get in there, just want to do burpees until they pass out. Or, you know, obviously everybody, when you want to get into something, you want to go full bore, especially if you really have a goal in mind, right? But at the end of the day, slow and steady always wins the race, you know? If you're the rabbit and you're going out fast and you need to take a break, you're going to end up, you know, further behind in the race than if you had just kept going. So there you have it. You want to make sure that you know what a modification is. I actually just dropped my microphone here. So there you have it. You want to make sure that you know what a modification is. You want to just feel your body moving through space. And of course, you want to make sure that you understand what compensations are, what compensations that you may have developed through improper movement, or I should say, not say improper movement, because there is no quote unquote proper movement, but ineffective movements, right? Or movements that could be more effective for you. All right, so that does it for this episode. I hope that you actually enjoyed this. I hope that it brought you value. If it did bring you value, feel free to share it with other people that may be starting off their workout routine. Don't forget to answer the question on Spotify. I really appreciate it if you answer that question today. Like I said, you answer the questions or you leave some comments. It gives me a little bit of feedback. It gives me a little bit of something to chew on, so I can create more episodes for you that are more tailored to you, the listener. All right. I'll take care. You take care of yourself. I'll catch you on Friday. Thank you so much for listening again. And as always, keep good company.